Do you still believe these ridiculous tech myths? By Eric Griffith in PC Magazine on January 18th. Fact and fiction frequently collide when it comes to technology we use in our daily lives, but we're here to set the record straight. 5G towers can make you sick. Certain people have long worried that cellular signals, Wi-Fi, and probably even radio back in the 1930s are making them sick. 5G is simply the newest over-the-air villain. In our conspiracy-laden times, where outright lies can masquerade as the truth, even when facts smack them in the face, 5G gets lots of attention. Our friends at Mashable have covered some of the conspiracy theories, say 5G being turned up will cause people who are vaccinated for COVID-19 to spontaneously combust. This was supposed to happen on January 5th, 2022. It did not. Furthermore, there is no scientifically validated connection between 5G and COVID-19. None. The January 5th date was for the later postponed rollout by carriers Verizon and AT&T of new 5G services, which was postponed to January 19th. That happened because the FAA became worried about C-band service causing interference with aircraft. That might be the only way 5G could impact your health, by crashing a plane. Before we create a new myth, please know that scenario is also highly unlikely. What it boils down to is that 5G is, as our mobile tech expert Sasha Segan has said before, based on radio frequencies that have been used for decades. It's like expecting to get a headache from UHF. The World Health Organization says the low-level electromagnetic fields from towers, if they exist at all, are a minor threat compared with everyday risks of riding in a car or not wearing a mask during a respiratory illness pandemic.